Okay, good evening, everybody. And it is a new Zman in the yeshivas. All the yeshivas had break. Actually, we start school next week, so we have a little bit of a ramp up. But the older boys, all the yeshivas, they start around the country and the world because it's Elul. I just told somebody yesterday that personally, usually every Elul, I start a little bit before Elul, but I try to finish over Elul up to Yom Kippur, hopefully, to finish usually a little bit earlier, Ashari Tshuva, the Gates of Repentance, which is a remarkable work, maybe sometime in the future. So every year I finish it for quite some time. But this year I said, just looking at the news, that itself is just such a preparation. You know, whether you're looking in Israel, certainly the situation there, and the worldwide, lots of different things, some quite dangerous. Whether you're living in New York and you can potentially have a communist, anti-Semitic mayor, which is so crazy. I mean, there's a lot to think about the importance this year for all of us, for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But beyond that, on an individual level, it's really just a reminder of the great opportunity that we have right now in Elul about getting close to Hashem, about working on ourselves, getting close to Hashem. When you're close to Hashem, you know, tshuva is easier. Actually, I actually heard this from Rav First, who is a dayan in Chicago, who's Shalai Davin on Shabbos, and he said a great mashal. I asked him where he got it from. He said he forgot. But it's a great mashal, a great metaphor. Imagine going to a store. And in this store, it says that if you break it, you pay for it. You break it, you pay for it. And suddenly he's going over, he's looking over some fine crystal or china, whatever it is. He's looking at it and he breaks it. And it's extraordinarily expensive. There's a big sign, you break it, you pay for it. It's what happens. You gotta pay. You're paying a premium to go ahead and fix the item that you broke. Now imagine that you go into your friend's store, right? You go into your friend's store, and in your friend's store, you break it. So your friend will give you a hanacha, will give you a discount. Not gonna make you pay the whole thing. He'll give you 15-20% off. Now imagine you go into your brother's store and you break your brother's thing. Your brother's a pretty close relationship. So your brother, you're not going to make a pay. He's going to want to pay you, feel bad. 50% off. But if it's your child's store, if it's your spouse, right? If it's your spouse's store, you're not paying anything. They're going to give it off to you. The relationship, even though you did damage, even though you did it, as long as you feel bad, you say sorry, they're not going to make you pay for it. And really, Elul is Ani L'daydi, V'daydi Li. I'm to my beloved, and my beloved to me. We so to speak, we have a father-son relationship. We're a child of Hashem and Elul. Or a spouse, whatever that may be. However you want to learn the metaphor. We're close to Hashem. There's no better time to fix the things that we damage than Elul itself. So really, it's a remarkable opportunity. She actually once gave a mashal for asking for her own personal things, and I'll do that next time. But it's a good time to work on ourselves, a good time to get close to Hashem, to create the relationship, and it's a perfect time, therefore, to start a remarkable sefer, Ahavas Chesed, to love acts of kindness, to love good deeds, And authored by the Chafetz Chaim, the author of the Mishnah Berurah, known as one of the greatest Torah scholars and Gedolim, if not the greatest, 100 years ago. Also renowned for all his works on not only on Halacha, but just to inspire not just the Torah scholars, but the masses in so many different ways. One of the works he wrote is Avas Chesed, the Love of Chesed, to encourage, to inspire others, everyone, to do acts of kindness. And of course, one of the ways we could do tshuva, one of the ways we could repent, one of the ways we could have a Rosh Hashanah is chesed. So it's really appropriate for the whole year, but especially now in Elul. So in the Hakdama, in the introduction, we'll start in the beginning. So it says as follows: Yisbarach Hatoiv VaHametiv Hameschasim Kol Bruv. Hashem Yisbarach Hashem is the ultimate giver. He's constantly doing chesed with all of his creations. You and I are right now breathing. Hashem gave us lungs to breathe. You're hearing me. Baruch Hashem, Hashem created a lot of technology in the world. You can see me.
I think it's for me, it's 10:42 for you, for most, not for everyone on this call, but for most of you, it's 8:42.
So not only that, you all eat dinner tonight, hopefully, most of you did us. right, yeah, food, right, Hashem is constant chesed, constantly watching out for us, constantly taking care of us. Kedichsiv, as it says, nice and lechem l'chol basar, we all have bread, we all have food, there's no starvation and famine. Kili oil v'chasto, because Hashem's chesed is forever, Hashem is constantly giving chesed. Uvi yoyser, now that's for the whole world. Right, so the regular person having his croissant, even in France, which needs a lot of help, right? It's chesed that you're having some kind of bread, Danish, the whole world. But for B'yayisra, L'vnei Yisrael, but in particular for Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, Am Krovo, his beloved, his close nation, Ha'ovilo Ma'oyim, Hashem loves us tremendously, Ache Karim B'Shem Banim, Hashem calls us his children, so to speak. V'chelik Mahashem, and al pi Kabbalah, we're not going to discuss what this means, we're a piece of Hashem. V'tzivam l'leches v'drachav, and not just Hashem love us, He commanded us, in particular, to follow in Hashem's ways. Shem darchei ha-chesed, because the ways of Hashem, and this is what Avram Avinu, which the later part will elaborate on, what Avram, his first recognition of how to emulate Hashem and to be a live a divine life, is just like Hashem is, Shem darchei chesed rachamim. It's a way of chesed, of kindness, rachamim, mercy, chanina, finding favor, chen, which is a product of acts of chesed, of acts of kindness, and of kedusha, of holiness. Ukedichsev, and as the Torah itself says, Va'ata Yisrael, you Jewish people, Moshe says, Ma Hashem Elokecha Sholemach, what Hashem asks from you, He gives us. What does He want from us, though? Hashem is constantly giving us, Klal Yisrael in particular. What is He asking in the year that you should be in awe, that you should fear Hashem? And the pasuk will continue, the verse continues, V'leches v'chol drachav. And when you fear Hashem, and you're in awe of Hashem, and you're inspired by Hashem, you should follow in His ways. You should follow in the ways of Hashem, the east of Israel, what do you mean following Hashem's ways? So the Medrash says, Sifri says, Elu Darcha Kadosh Baruch Hu, these are the ways of Hashem. Shneamar, Hashem, Hashem, which for all those who are going to start Slichas in a couple of weeks, actually there's no Sfar in the call, but I'm sure many and others are doing Slichot already in the social, now what we call social / Sfar Communion. So they're already doing slichot, and every day they're saying Hashem Hashem Karachom Vachanun. Hashem Hashem is a God who of Rachum Vachanun. That's why He forgives us even for our iniquities and our sins and our bad deeds. V'Oimer, it says the pasuk says in Yoel and Joel, Kol Asher Yikra B'Shem Hashem Imalat. All of those who call out in the name of Hashem will be spared. That's from the plague of destruction. Eich Efshar, how does a person in the La'adam likro b'shem Hashem? How do you call in the name of Hashem? Elamah ha'makom nikaracha v'chanan, right? Just like Hashem is merciful and kind and finds favor, af ata, be that way. Have yirachom v'chanan v'oyisim aslichem v'chol. Be merciful and kind and do just acts of kindness to everybody. It's not one exhortation, one time the Torah warns us, commands us, tells us to do this. King in Bishmona Makoimas, 8 times it says, follow in my ways. The Chavetz Chaim in the brackets here delineates those 8 times. You can look in the Sefer if you choose the introduction to see where those 8 times are. Besides, the Torah is saturated, filled with this concept. We're going to explain it all, says the Chafetz Chaim. We're going to be spending many months doing this, says, for you and I, to expand upon, elaborate on how to do chesed, what's chesed, the importance of chesed. And not only does the Torah, the five books of Moses, say this, but all of the Nevi'im, how Kadosh, the Holy Prophet, says the Kedachsiv, as it says in Micha, he gives lecha Adam ma toiva, says to a person, what is good? What's the ultimate good? Ma Hashem doirish mimcha, what Hashem ask from you, expect from you, kim asos chesed mishpat or chesed, you should do mishpat, right? Obviously, there has to be a right and wrong. There has to be judgment. We're not in the unbridled chesed. Without boundaries could actually be sinful, which we'll discuss as a whole. But assuming the person has standards and is just, the person not only should do chesed, but love chesed. The chol zeh, and listen to this, it's not like Hashem commands us and we're giving from ourselves and we're losers. That's how some confused even Jews and many confused non-Jews look at it. It's all about yourself, especially in today's world. No one wants to be a loser when you're going to give up from their time, their money, their energy. It's all about, even by the way, it's, not even having children today. Again, some people can't have children, but there are many people who don't get married, don't have children because they don't want to give for themselves. They are the losers. Person does that on purpose, you're a loser. Person that doesn't give to others in life, you're the loser. Says the Chafetz Chaim, v'chol zeh, to be a giver, you're the biggest beneficiary. When a person gives chesed, a person gives to the community, a person gives to their family, right? They're the beneficiary. Uchid v'sayim ha'krabe, which will again elaborate, this is just the introduction, parshas Ekev, achar kol dvarim ha'il. It says, after all this in parshas Ekev, we just read it a couple weeks ago, mitchila liyira, fear Hashem, when Hashem asking you, fear Hashem, he says to go in his ways, as Moshe Rabbeinu tells Jewish people, and then after that, what does Hashem give, who gives you everything, he says fear him and go in his ways, what does it say at the end of that? L'toyv lach, it's for your own good. You think you're giving to this poor person, to this kid crying in the middle of the night, this spouse who one day is in a bad mood, right? You're giving to the guy in the community who asks you for your time and your energy or your money and doesn't always appreciate it. You're good. When you're a giver, you're the biggest winner. You didn't lose anything. You're the winner. V'hainu, and that is the kvi geder hergel. According to the hergel, the way a person gets used to, gets accustomed to, shehergel adam atzma, where more person becomes attuned to the attribute of toiv, of goodness and chesed and kindness, kol yamav, all their days, kifil fi erech hazeh, according to that, Hashem gives you. You become, Hashem wants to give. You're a kind person. You're a caring person. You're a beloved for Rav Chasuk, Shekharj Baruch Hu. In this world and next world, you're the beneficiary, you're a winner in this world and the eternal world. And in multiple places in the Ksuvim, the scripture, and also the words of the sages of the Talmud, the Medrash, Matzinu, Shehizvu, Esmias Kedusha, Zelo Torah. And actually, this idea of doing chesed, acts of kindness, is even compared to the greatest mitzvah, which is Torah study itself. About whether the person who does chesed could be saved from tragedy in this world and more profoundly in the next world. Bench is called Yalla Kultuv, or that it's a conduit to allow a person to give all kinds of goodness and bracha and blessing. Because we don't have the time to elaborate all of this, we're going to bring just a few words of psukim, verses, and Chazal, the words of the sages of the Talmud and Medrash, Vayayisri Mirtz Hashem, and we'll suffice that for now. And the rest, we'll have to stay tuned for the
it's big work, actually. It's in the Kol Kisvei. Those who can see, it's pretty, a lot of pages here. Over 290 pages in this classic Avos Chesed, the way the red one that we're using. But it's part of his main work, just about how to do Chesed, how to be a giving person, and that I'll discuss the work. First of all, but it's doing some small things now just to start the work. If a person does chesed, we're talking about atonement, not just being forgiven, but just cleansing the sin, getting rid of any residue of it, getting rid of any potential consequences after a person did the basic rudiments of tshuva. A person, there's a concept called the kapara atonement, like Yom Kippurim. Not tshuva, it's not Yom HaTshuva, it's Yom HaKippurim. We can cleanse ourselves, take away all the damage. And Chesed does that. As Shlomo, the wise Solomon, said in Mishlei in Proverbs, with Chesed and Emes. Now, Emes to Ben Yehuda says it's either Torah study or it's being sanctifying in the name of Hashem Israel, being a Kiddush Hashem Israel. That, why is Hashem? Because it brings truth. If you're a good ambassador in this world, you bring truth to the world. As opposed to Chil Hashem, a person walks around and they desecrate the name of Hashem, they bring falsehood. Because then the person says, Torah is not true. Could look at that person, it's religious, they don't keep Torah. They walk around there, whatever. So Chesed ve'emes. But Chesed is this tremendous thing which atones for our sins. For Amru Chazal, Chesed is gemilas chasam. Chesed is acts of kindness. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, "Raidef tzedakah v'chesed." You should chase after doing charity, giving your money, and chesed, acts of kindness. Emes is Torah, and emes is Torah. Yeah, the Ben Yonah also talks about making kiddush Hashem. Shneamar, emes kenei v'al timchor. Acquire emes and don't sell it. The Isa v'avos Rabbi Nosson, it says in the Medrash of the Avos Rabbi Nosson, Pamachas, there was one time Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, the great Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, this great student of Hillel, who was a leader before and right after the destruction of the second base of Megiddo, the second temple. He was walking outside Jerusalem. He was going out of Jerusalem, since before the destruction. It's right after the destruction. They saw Yerushalayim Charev, right? They're walking by Jerusalem shortly after. We know that when Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai wanted to request to take the Sanhedrin to go to Yavne, which is in the south, and then afterwards Jerusalem was destroyed. So the Sanhedrin, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, with two of his greatest students, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanan, Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, and he's with walking this time, Rabbi Yeshua, and Amar Rabbi Yeshua, and they see a destroyed Beit Hamikdash. Now, this has to be within a few years, because Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai didn't live that much longer. Afterwards, right, it was still in the reign of either Vespasian or Titus, and it was pretty bitter times. And he says, Oy, a lot of Shukharev, it's the base of the Shukharev, what goes through Bishua's mind? We're doomed. We are doomed. Right? By the way, many people I know got a lot of hits over the 3 weeks, especially 9 days and Tisha B'Av. I gave a lecture many, many years ago in Am Echad on the Roman Jewish wars, which the first was basically destroyed. Second was the Kittus War, and the third was the Bar Kokhba revolt. Those were three wars against Rome. And one of the things after all three, but particularly the first and the third, was the feeling that we're in big trouble. We're doomed. Now, we were doomed because we were destroyed under Pax Romana. We were sold into slavery, separated, basically destroyed. Jews were put into exile, especially after the Third Revolt. Bar Kokhba, that was really bad. But the first Beit Hamikdash, here we have the Beit Hamikdash destroyed. And it's and we're going into exile. And here's the point. The exile is supposed to get us to get better, but we're in big trouble. We're going to do sins. Chas v'shalom. But the reality is, person sins. And we have no way to atone. We can't fix it. So now we're really in big trouble. It's not just that the base is destroyed. We have no path back. I mean, if we mess up, we can't fix it.
The Beis Hamikdash, you offer korbanos, chatas. You messed up. There's a way to fix it, to rectify it. What are we going to do now, Rabbi Yeshua? So Amar lo, so Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says to Rabbi Yeshua, Bini, my son, ayer lecha, don't worry. Yesh lanu kapara, we have something like the sacrifices in the Beis Hamikdash, like the service in the Beis Hamikdash. Ve'eza, what has that cleansing effect? What could atone for us like that? Ze gemilas chasadim, acts of kindness. Shneamar chesed chafatzti. Even Hashem says, even at some level, again, what the pasuk means exactly right now, but what Hashem wants is chesed. Help your fellow brother and sister, your yidin. Do kindness to them. Encourage them, support them, give them advice. We'll discuss all this. Charity, loans. Oh, right. Give them, teach them a business, teach them a trade, teach them the Torah. Teach them the Torah. See somebody walk into a place, say Shalom Aleichem. Make them feel wanted. And you see somebody who doesn't know the page of davening, show them the page. Re'oit. See further how powerful the need of chesed is. Shimu elis laharachem shaldim, can elongate your life, can live a longer life. Kmo shematzino, and this is Baba, this is for multiple reasons. He's going to give one, but as we see by Bnei Eli here, that we know that Bnei Eli, whose sons were really messed up, they were right. Eli, of course, was the teacher of Shmuel, Samuel. Shmuel would surpass him in many ways. But he was this great tzaddik, this great sage, this great prophet who was leading Jewish people for many years. And his children did not follow in his footsteps. And because of that, says the Chomar is basically a Musa and Hashem, the children of Eli will die young. Now, it was a nevuah that Shmuel Hanavi, Elkanah, Shmuel's father, gave over to Eli. And it's exarden, and it actually had it like a shvua that will never change. She'ina miskareya, kol she'amu chazal. Afa, as the sage says, it was such a serious thing for all generations. The children of Eli will live short lives, and yet, afa pichen. Even so, k'shahaytzek as baruch has exarden aleihem, when he decreed this terrible decree on the children and the descendants of Eli. Now it's the modern day Eli. I have never heard Eli. Some people are Eli, short for Eliyahu, but Eli. Hashem gave him a hint, that with gemilas chasadim, with kindness, you could nullify this decree. As long as doing kindness, you could actually not live a short life. Why? It says over there, the pasuk in Shmuel, lechanishbati, listen to the pasuk, I swear that for base Eli, that the imischaper of an base Eli, you can offer all the sacrifices. You have no atonement. You will live short lives. For Amar Abai, so the Talmud says Abaye was the great Rosh Yeshiva Padisa, the great, most quoted sages of Amorai, the sages of the Talmud is quoted. What does the verse say? Bezevach umincha, with korbanos, different forms of sacrifices, you won't be atoned. Of a mischaper, you still can live a longer life. The Torah Ugmilas Chasadim. Cain Isa Rosh Hashanah V'Amu Oid says, furthermore, that Abai V'Rava, who were actually the contemporaries, that Tarvayim and Debes Eli Ka'asi, both of them came from Eli. Rava, the Asik B'Torah, Rava, who learned Torah, he only Torah, which means he was only focused on Torah, now has lived for 40 years. Abaye, who did Torah and Gemilas Chasadim, lived for 60 years. The Chavetz Chaim, later in the work, will ask on this Gemara why Rava didn't do Chesed. Rava was a Gadol Dor, and he'll say he did do Chesed, but he didn't do Chesed like Abaye did. Okay? That's for a future lecture. Right? But you see that when you did Chesed, even with the Torah, Abaye lived 20 more years than Rava, both of them being from the house of Eli. So Torah, chesed, excuse me, gives a person a longer life. It atones, it gives a person a life. What else? Himo elis, le'natza mechel v'sheikh. It could save a person from the travails of the Messianic period, which could be very turbulent, and we may just be headed that way. The chel v'sheikh is the rope, the shaking rope of the Messianic time.
Kamosha Amru Chazal. Shal Talmidim Rabbi Elazar, the students asked Rabbi Elazar, Talmud Sanhedrin, which elaborates, talks at length about the world to come, and also the Messianic period, resurrection. And then all these interesting topics are like these fun topics, these interesting topics, these essential topics are discussed in Perichelik, which is the end of Maseches Tractate Sanhedrin. So the Gemara says over there, the Aster of Elazar and Hercules, by the way, who I mentioned, Rabbi Yeshua went out with Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai, and Rabbi Eliezer, but Hercules went out with Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai in the time of the second base of Mikdash, at the end of the destruction of it. But they asked him, how should a person be saved from the Chavim Mashiach, the travails, the difficulties that will happen at the end of time? Amar Lahem, he told them, Yasek B'Torah, be involved in Torah study, Uvigimilas Chasad, and do acts of kindness. It's not enough just to sit in a corner of base of Mikdash and not connect to other people. You gotta do chesed in the world. And if you do chesed, you will benefit all your future generations. Chesed goes to the end of time. It's a schus, it's a merit to the end of time. Hashem is chesed forever, right? I'm seeing Yehuda Steinberg, right? He's still in Shloshim. He's a product of his mother's chesed and his father's chesed. That's forever. All of us are products. Everyone who's listening to this, first of all, it's not. I'm listening, maybe not just at the moment. It's not just that the chesed that our parents gave us. Our parents benefited from our grandparents, who benefited from our great grandparents. We're here alive. There are many people who are because of their chesed. Their chesed. Not that's just who we are. But schus, the merit, goes on forever. Right? We wouldn't be here. Like, you know, I always look at some, you know, I'm a history person, genealogy person. So you look at, you know, it's actually, as everyone here knows, my daughter had made a shidduch. So the boy is a kohen. So I'm a lady. Actually, it's very interesting because the boy's uncle, the big Chicago family, the father's a dying, a rab, but the boy's, the chassan's mother's father are Levi, and they're Siegel. So it's interesting, because the guy Leah, and the uncle is by the shul, right? He actually was a daughter, but he came for the Shabbos, and he gets to Leah, and he's called Yosef, Ben Yosef Mer HaLevi, right? So I have a Yosef Mer HaLevi. So his father was Yosef Mer HaLevi, and my grandfather was Yosef Mer HaLevi. And the Yosef, that's a common Levi. It's about 4% of the Jews. But that means if you're a Levi or a Kohen, that means you're son after son after son. You know, 3,300 plus years of to get to Aaron HaKohen. And you add another 400 years to get to Levi, right? It's 3,700 years. Another 300 plus years to get to Levi. So you're talking one break, over 3,600 years, you ain't there. But you have chesed. Kindness, that's what, and not just that we're a product of that. The bracha, the blessing, continues la'ad. And it says, v'chesed Hashem me'oilom v'ad oilom, ayirev. Right? It's forever. And Hashem's chesed is eternal. Our chesed doesn't disappear. Mitzazu, he ois shalom galabinenu. When you see children playing together nicely, it makes a parent happy. Well, it's a merit for us. It creates peace for us. When we do kindness, people love to be unkind. Hashem is happy with us. We do acts of kindness. Kamosh Amru Chazal, the Talmud says in Baba Basra, Daf Yud, number 10. Amr Rabbi Elazar v'Yosef. Elazar says it's called stuck of a chesed. She saw oisim b'olam hazeh. Any charity and acts of kindness you do in this world, right now is our chance. The next world you can't do it, only here and now, you'll live once. Shalom gadol, praklitim gadol, ben yisrael avim shoshayim. It creates peace, merits between us and Hashem. V'amida hazos, this midah of chesed, is berumo shel olam mamish. It's on the highest levels. Let me spoil him, but Torah is golden, you know. If how holy chesed is. This is the lashon of the Medrash in Rus. Bo ure'e, go and see koichan shel ba'al yitzdaka v'gedolah min chesed, how powerful the merits are if a person does charity and acts of kindness. She'in chesed lo b'tzal shachar, lo b'tzal kanfei eretz, lo b'tzal kanfei shemes, lo b'tzal kanfei kruvim. You're not relying on the morning, the land, the sun, the chayis, the kruvim, the angels, lo b'tzal kanfei sharim. You're not under the cell of eagles. You are protected by Hashem, who created the world. Shneimar, it says, the verse says, Ma yakar chasad elokim, uvnei adam gitzokar vechasad. Those who do chasad, those who do acts of kindness, those who exude that, are under Hashem's shades. You're Hashem's people. You're on that team. You know, talking about chasad, my father-in-law, father-in-law was instrumental in Hatzalah for many, many years. Like, you know, we had actually an incident this summer in the Catskills, and that's called Hatzalah. I'm sure everything was okay. But, you know, as my wife's going to the Hatzalah, I said, by the way, you may know my father. And they always Hatzalah, yeah, of course you know your, your father. Well, you know, it's interesting. Hatzalah themselves, like, the way Hatzalah goes, you know, there's these volunteer paramedics, which are all over New York, these Jewish organizations, and Eretz Yisrael, Chicago has a large one. They're very close to each other. They're a chevra. They create a certain ambiance, like it's a volunteer, but they have get-togethers, and they do things together. They have a hangout play. They're learning. It's all, you're beloved, right? You're all together. You're all there, right? So when you're beloved, you're part of the team. So you're a chesed person, you're part of that chesed, that's all a team, there's different types of other things. You're part of Hashem's team. You're under Hashem. You're part of that group. Lehepech. And on the contrary, kama gerua adam, person doesn't have chesed, not a person of kindness, just cares about themselves. They have or rachamim, mercy. It's all about them. Nobody else is important. All about self-centered. You live in this world just for your personal comfort and pleasures. How despicable it is. Shumarchik atzma kash baruch hu. It distances yourself from Hashem. Shumkura rachamim v'chanina. Hashem is the source of all mercy and grace and kindness. The cost of kroro. The pasuk actually calls a person a belial, a godless person, or a terrible person. Reima shamru chazal. Pasuk says, "Pen yedvar b'li'al, livcha b'li'al amar karvishas sheva." You know, you'll be worried about not to give to others. Have a zar shlota menachem. You should be warned. Don't stop having mercy on people. Shekol moneh rachamim. Person that is not merciful and kind to others is makish la'oyv de galulim. Is compared to an idol worshiper. Upareach malchus shemayim. And a person who rejects the yoke of heaven. Shemar b'li'ol. He is no, b'li'ol comes from b'li'ol. There's no yoke. There's no acceptance of Hashem's desire in this world. What Hashem wants from us in this world. What Hashem expects. Well, then you obviously don't believe in Hashem. You're like an idolater. Or you remove the yoke from heaven. V'apasek hazeh says, Hishamar lecha. Don't be a person. Warns us. Don't be a b'li'al person, a b'li'ol person, a person who doesn't accept the yoke of heaven. Eino kai al menias hatzdacha l'chun. There it's about, actually, just six parsha. Actually, timing is really good. You know, we just read Re'eh, it's past six parsha, right? Re'eh, about doing chesed. It's not just about not doing tzedakah. If you don't give, somebody's desperate for money, you don't help them, or needs money, they can't, you don't help them. You're a godless person. Like, doesn't mean to give all your savings to every person you see. We'll get to the details. But take care to want to give something, to try to help. And if you can help more. It's also on halva, a person needs a loan, they're gonna business is gonna collapse, they're gonna lose their house, etc. Uvenasenu harabim, and due to our many sins, just a few more minutes, kama v'kama anashim. This lofty thing of chesed is weak by people. We're talking about from people. The frum yidden, religious Jews, people should be And it happens to be today, when you go to just to New York, the amount of chesed there, chesed organizations, mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. But still, there are many individuals to let other people be hatzalah, or the free loan funds, or chaver, which helps the cars, or if you have a bride, they have things for a bride. You go down a list, or people need fixings, or people need free loans, you know, whatever it is, you know, or people can't afford things, people need career advice, free career advice. Yeah. But a lot of people said, you know, organizations could do that. Other people, they exempt themselves. They totally exempt themselves, right? They, you know, some people are the Gabbai in Shul, some people Lane in Shul, some people Davin in Shul. No, they just Davin, everything's got them. Them. Right? It's a mistake, says the Chavetz Chaim. It's rough, it's weak. There's Boron Ladasi, and I contemplated, I cogitated the Chavetz Chaim to understand what's the reason. Umatsasi Kishtam Hene, there are two primary reasons why there are many people in his time, and even our time as well, who are not careful to live a life of chesed, certainly to love chesed. Number one is mitzamut yediya be'etzem inyana. They don't have enough knowledge to realize how critical, how important, how much of a demand upon us, so to speak, is to be people of chesed. They don't know exactly how to do chesed, the expectation of chesed, the greatness of chesed, the blessing of chesed, on all levels. La shirim la niyim, the chesed you can do to the wealthy, you can do it to the poor, you can do it to the living, you can be the chevra kadisha and do it to the dead, you can go to levaya and do it to the dead. You can be Yehuda saying kaddish, you're doing chesed, every kaddish you say is a chesed, not just a schos, it's a chesed you're giving to your mother and your father. It's a chesed. They're in the world where they can't do it. It's a chesed. You're giving them life. You go to a dead person, you to the levaya. It's a chesed. They can't pay it back. Chesed shal emes. Chesed oisim begufo. You can schlep things. You can clean up the shul, right? You can take care of things. Chesed shal oisim b'mono. You can go out and do it with your money. You can support people. You can build shuls. You can build koilos, right? Kamosh Amr Chazal, for sure build schools, right? Okay, build schools. V'chavosh Amr Chazal, right? As the sages say in Sukkah, V'chol Sukkah, every type, there's no shortage of opportunities, no matter who you are, to do chesed. No one can't do many chesed a day. Kamosh Yisbar Mirtzah, Hashem as well, elaborate and elucidate in the coming Prakim chapters. Shayna, so the first thing is lack of knowledge. You don't think you can do it, you don't know enough about doing it. Number two, mitzad, right, is, really, I guess he says for the knowledge of how all of this is how great chesed is. Like, if a person realizes they become a billionaire by doing something, they would do it. They push themselves. It'd be crazy. It's free. Your greatness, your life is better, but as you said, this. How much good do you get from it? Now, on forgetting the spiritual level that transforms you and your merit, you're a better person. You're a better person, you're a better spouse, you're a better parent, you're a better neighbor, you're a better congregant, constituent, you're a better co-worker. Go down the list. You're a better person. You're a winner. Person's a chess is a winner. It changes the person. You benefit, right, from this world, the eternal world, and to save the great day of judgment at the end of all time. Okay, says the Chavetz Chaim, for all this reason, kamti, I got up, v'nisararti, I inspired myself, b'chesed Hashem Yisbaruch, with Hashem's help and only with Hashem's chesed. Hachaynin, Hashem, who favors and mischasid, is so kind to all his creation. I'm going to now write a work, which we're about to read. It means the chesed v'chol yonah to discuss chesed in all its aspects. Kifi ma she'esigo yado be'ezra Hashem yisbarach, as Hashem allows me to do, says the Chavetz Chaim. Imagine the chesed we're going to get from this work. Chavetz Chaim wrote this work almost 140 years ago, around 50. Actually, more than that, I think it's. This work is probably 150 years ago. So we're benefiting from his inspiration to chesed for others, to help other people. 150 years later, we're learning it tonight. Many hundreds of people heard the share, if not thousands, of Hashem. You know, it's a chesed or more, right? And so many other people, Klaisel today, probably learn Avasa chesed, right? What a chesed! Hashem va'achalek is a sefer. Says the Chavetz Chaim, I'm gonna do the sefer in three chalakim. Number one is the first chat part of it is Yivar Ikaro, Be'inyan Dini Gimlas Chasadim. He's gonna go through loans to the wealthy, to the poor. Vigamavurbo, if you take a collateral, not take a collateral, paying workers on time, it's a chesed, and other more business-like things. We're actually, jump ahead, going to skip the first part in the beginning. We're going to start a part two, for various reasons. Chelik Beis is, Yivur Goyel Schar Machzikim is a chesed, to talk about, elaborate how great the reward is, those who do chesed, bazeh, in this world, you are the winner in this world, ubaba, and you're the winner in the world to come. Ulehepech, if you're not a person of chesed, if you are self-centered, and you don't care, you just decide it's all about pleasures, or your comfort, or your desires, and you don't have children purposely, you don't help your soul purposely, you don't help your school purposely, you don't help your family, it's all about you. Right, how serious the punishment is for such a person like that. And by the way, those people are the most miserable people in this world as well. Forget the world to come. They don't even have Hashem's blessing. You're not a godly person in such a way. V'niskabes kol zeh, and then Chavetz Chaim says, I'm going to elaborate and elucidate all of this from Shas, Bavli, from the Babylon Talmud, Jerusalem Talmud, Bushami, Midrashim, Ramadami is a Gami Vire. I'm also going to elaborate and clarify Eitzus, ideas, advice, Tachpulus, stratagems, Eich Lahasig Milazu, how to acquire to be a person of Chesed, Ulahasir, and to remove the things that bother you, that block you from doing this. Gami Vorbo Kamiyani Snagas, we're talking about how to do Chesed, Staka, Meiser, giving a tenth for those, the concept of Chomish, a fifth for the holy few. That's the second part. Number three is talk about all of the forms of chesed. Hachasas orchem, welcoming guests, biker cholim, visiting things, and all this. The karasi, says the Chavetz Chaim, this work, the avas chesed, the work of loving, not just doing, loving chesed. As the verse says, the pasuk says, He give lecha adam. I'm going to tell you what is good. Ma toiv. Ma Hashem doyrish vimcha. What does Hashem demand, ask from us? Kim asas mitzvah to do judgment, to live with a proper life, and to love chesed. Not just to do chesed, love chesed. Began with not to be yourself. I'm going to explain this around in this work. He also has on the bottom. So sometimes we'll do it, sometimes we'll work called nesiv chesed. Path of Chesed, which is some, just elaborate some of the finer points. Shmuel Kenhu, Nesiv means a path, and like its name of that work, the smaller work inside this work, that's what it is. It's a Moira Derech. It illuminates the path of life, the path, the Nesiv, and the way, Leida Makor Motzo, how where all these ideas come from in the Talmud and the Pasukim. And that is what we're going to be working on in the weeks to months ahead, how to love chesed, how to do chesed, and as a result, to get Hashem's chesed. As I start, I'm going to end. We are very fortunate to learn this work in Elul. If there's no better way in many levels to become more beloved to Hashem, to have the ani, the doidi, doidi, than to be a person who loves others, cares about Hashem's children, every father in heaven, every father in the world, loves a person who helps their children. So that our Father in Heaven, who loves us the most, it's the biggest benefit to be a person of Christ. Okay, we'll pick up here, and pick up next week, we'll share.